silent and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the items and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and shouldn't take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next to the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance here virtually, and it has been agreed that members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. So if you're online, if you just indicate, I have the chat open here and I'll bring you in then in order. Okay, so for instant messages, if you just keep to the following, Q if you want to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messages. And you are reminded you're partially responsible for any comments that you make during the meeting. Okay, so do we have any apologies this evening?
Councillor Enright.
Thanks, Tiernan. Okay, and any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay, so we'll move on to item 3 on the agenda, which is the action sheet arising from strategy, policy and resources. Bear with me on that. So we'll go page 1 and page 2, and can I have a proposer and seconder, please? Thanks. Councillor Riley.
Tiernan.
And any items arising or matters arising from? No, okay. So item 4 is degree start time for strategy FPNR meetings 25 to 26. So that you can see the schedule there on decision time. And we just need a proposer and seconder degree 6 o'clock start time.
Offered a second.
Okay, thank you. We're all in agreement then. Okay, so we'll move on to item 5, which is the performance improvement plan. And Conor Mallon's going to take this item.
Thanks, Chair. And the purpose of this report is to recommend the final version of the performance improvement plan for 25-26. I'm going to take the report as read and seek approval from members for the recommendations set out in 3.1 of the report.
Chairman, I propose that we accept the recommendations involved in the report. But Chairman, again, I point out, unless the ratepayers see delivery on the ground, a lot of this is superfluous. I just would like to point out, Ben's been listing on along this week, and management giving me times and dates when they're going to be lifted. And then they're not lifted, and that lets the council down, it lets me down as a councillor. So really going to perform well, it has to be the practical aspect of it, Chairman. Thank you.
Is there any other questions before we refer to a relevant director?
It's a very brief one, and I'm glad to see that there was consultation and engagement regarding it as well, but I see that only 4 of the DEA forms were consulted. Was there a reason behind that, or was it just practicality?
Okay, so I'll go over to Sinead to answer the question. We'll take that back then, Councillor Riley, if you're happy enough around the bin comments. Take it back to the relevant director. And what's your specific query, Tiernan?
I was very pleased that it came down to Rowallan and we had a really good discussion on it. I'm just aware that it wasn't every area of the district in terms of the DEA forums got to.
Whereabouts is that on the?
It's on the appendix 2. It mentions the engagement with local or with following stakeholders, and it just mentions the four DEA forums. So it was Rowan, Dunpatrick, Patrick, Crib, and Newry, as well as some other stakeholders.
Okay. Well, I'll refer over to Catherine Hughes, if you could answer that question, Catherine.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, it is a practicality. So the consultation ran from the 14th of March to the 9th of May, and three of the councils or three of the forums didn't have meetings during that time because they're gone to, are they gone to 6 week periods or something between forum meetings? So they couldn't, I couldn't fit their meetings within my 8 week period for a consultation, but all of the DEA coordinators were sent the presentation and the reports and the survey link to be sent to all their members. Hope that's okay.
Councillor Riley?
Yeah, no, that's fine. And happy to second if that's helpful.
No problem. Any other matters arising? No, happy to move on. Okay, so item six is the Directorate Business Plans. And Conor, are you taking this as well?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. This item presents the assessment of the Chief Executives and the Corporate Services Directorate Business Plan for 24-25 and also presents the Chief Executive and the Corporate Services Business Plan going forward for 25-26. So I'm seeking a proposer and seconder to agree both the assessment and the business plan for 24-25.
Have a proposer. Councillor Riley, and a seconder, please. Councillor Rice, any matters arising or any questions? Okay, yeah, okay. And number five is Section 75 Statutory Duties Compliance and Revised Equality. And it's Carol McLean who's taking this. Thanks,
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Members are asked to consider and approve Council's Revised Equality Scheme as set out within Schedule 9, Paragraph 8.3 of the Northern Ireland Act 1998. Council is required to conduct a 5-year review of our approved equality scheme. The purpose of that 5-year review is to examine how those arrangements have been applied and to assess how effective they've been in assisting the Council comply with its Section 75 statutory duties. The scheme was approved by the Equality Commission of Northern Ireland on the 25th of March 15, and Council's revised equality scheme is in Appendix 1. It is officers' view that the proposed changes are not substantive, rather minor modifications. Members are asked to consider and approve Council's revised equality scheme and that further to approval, the Equality Commission for Northern Ireland be informed of the outcome of the review.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Can I have a proposer and seconder for item 7? Proposed by Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Mallers. And any items or any matters arising? Okay. So items 8 to 29 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Howell. Councillor Mallers. Okay, so whilst in committee, following items were agreed. Item 8, the lease of lands at Drumness Plainfields, on the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Howe, it was agreed to enter a lease with the group noted in the officer's report in respect of that portion of Drumness Plainfields as outlined in blue on the map attached to the officer's report for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 9, lease of Clockree Plainfields. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to enter a lease with the group noted in the officer's report in respect of Clockray playing phase for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 10, lease of lands at Lismore Park, Cross McGlen, on the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor King, it was agreed to grant the lease of lands at Lismore Park, Cross McGlen, as outlined and hatched red on the map for a term of 25 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent to the company as noted in the officer's report. Item 11, the lease of lands at Station Road, Castlewellan, on the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Riley, it was agreed to enter into a lease with a group noted in the officer's report in respect of lands at Station Road, Castlewellan, as outlined in red, on the map for a term of 24 years at a peppercorn rent subject to departmental consent. Item 12, public path extension Calivi, on the proposal of Councillor King, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to enter into an agreement with the party noted in the officer's report for a period of up to 14 years to extend the path to include the land shown shaded in purple on the map attached for the amount stated in the officer's report. Item 13, renewal of licence for advertising Hordens Newry, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to grant licences to the parties noted within the report, permitting them to operate the advertising hoardings on the car park known as Canal Bank 1, Newry, for a term of 5 years, subject to yearly licence fees to be determined by the Council's valuer. Item 14, Conacre arrangements for Strever and Kilbrony, on the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor McAteer, the following was agreed, that a full expression of interest is issued in respect to the cutting of the grass from the Hay Meadow Kilbrony Park, and that the Council enter into a Conacre licence agreement for the 2025 season, September only, that an expression of interest is issued to the two parties who have expressed an interest in the grazing of the lands at Restrever Cemetery, Restrever, and that Council enter into a Conacre licence agreement with the highest bidder from mid-July until the 31st of October 2025. Item 15, easement at Main Avenue, Derrybeg, Newry. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to grant an easement for a foul and storm pipe under that portion of Council land as shown by red dashed line on the map at the Main Avenue, Derrybeg, Newry, to the party named in the officer's report, subject to the payment of market value easement fee, less any proportionment due to the owner of the freehold, and subject also to the payment of Council's legal and valuation costs. Item 16, Camlow Lake Recreational Hub. On the proposal of Councillor King, seconded by Councillor Mathers, the following was agreed, to appoint a contractor, Supplier 3, to provide full delivery of Camlow Lake Recreational Hub facility, subject to attaining all statutory approvals and finalisation of land acquisition, and to allocate funding to the report within the capital plan as per Section 4 of the officer's report. Item 17, Newry Canal Restoration Works, Block 6. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, the following was agreed, to approve the procurement and appointment of a contractor required to deliver the project as outlined in Section 2.1 of the officer's report, to approve the business case and allocate budget within the capital plan as outlined in Section 4 of the officer's report. Item 18, Castlewellan Treetop Walk, OBC. On the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Howell, the following was agreed, to approve the outlined business case as set out in Appendix 1 of the officer's report, to approve the allocation of budget in the capital programme as per the preferred option 3 as outlined in the officer's report, to approve the procurement and appointment of an integrated consultancy team to progress the design development of the infrastructure enabling works. Item 19, Colquhoun Lower Square and River Walk AI Scheme. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor Riley, the following was agreed, to approve the business case and the allocation of budget in the capital plan for the design and development of Colquhoun Lower Square and River Walk Environmental Improvement Scheme, to approve the procurement and appointment of the ICT to deliver the RABA design stage 2-3. Item 20, Digital Innovation and Regeneration Unit. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve the Digital Innovation and Regeneration Unit structure and budget allocation as outlined within Section 4 of the officer's report. Item 21, procurement of an ICT to progress at Delamont Country Park development. On the proposal of Councillor Harry, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, the following was agreed, to approve the procurement and appointment of an integrated consultancy team to develop the Delamont Master Plan, Viewpoint and Orientation Centre projects to RIBA Stage 3, to approve the procurement and appointment of a specialised site-specific interpretation plan that sets out the interpretative experience for Delamont Park, to approve the business case and the allocation of budget in the capital programme to progress the projects at Delamont Country Park as set out in Section 4 of the officer's report. Item 22, automated charged parking installation on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Howell. The following was agreed: to approve the procurement and appointment of a supplier under the EPSO framework to enable the installation of an automated parking system as set out in Section 2 of the Officer's Report, to allocate a budget within the capital plan for the design, implementation and operation of an automated parking system as set out in Section 4 of the Officer's Report. Item 23, fleet management. On the proposal of Councillor Rice, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the 2025-26 fleet procurement programme. Item 24, leisure facility lease agreement. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to proceed with the preferred supplier as per the terms outlined within the officer's report. And for noting, at item 25, exempt minutes of the Mourne Mountain Gateway Project Programme Board meeting of the 1st of April 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to note the minutes. Item 26, minutes of the SFWG Working Group held on the 20th of May 25. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to note the minutes. Item 27, the draft management year-end accounts 24-25. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to note the end-of-year management accounts. Item 28, debt write-off as of March 2025. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve the debt write-off as of March 25. Item 28, the Chief Executive Appraisal. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the 24-25 performance appraisal of the Chief Executive. It has been completed and members of the group agreed in their assessment of the performance.
Sorry, Chair, just to amend, I think you read out 24 years. For item 11, it was for 25 years.
Oh, okay.
It's just to amend that, right?
Amended. Okay, so items 30 to 33 are for noting. If we could have a proposer and seconder on any matters arising.
Oh, sure. just maybe make one couple of quick comments on the planning. I may note that the endeavours by the planning department in its entirety to do something about the backlog, and I think progress. Just noting some of the issues that they've highlighted in there. Another one maybe that could be looked at, maybe consider the reality of amending the planning protocol to prevent stage the continuous flow of new objections to the drip of objections by objectors. In here we have already accepted that people put a submission in that, you know, of course they can't keep adding new information, continually hope and ask for it to be considered by the planners. And my reading is that should also apply to people who are objecting. You can't strategically object, you should put in your list of objections, and that's it. Not continuing on over a period, sometimes of a year or more, which is a strategy to stop the process completely. So I do think that somebody somewhere needs to sit down and look at that, because, number one, it doesn't help the application speed, and it also distorts the figures that are put in your applications. And the other thing I think we should recognise is that there's pressure for planning staff north and south. There's a shortage of planners in the south. So there's competition out there that are here faced as a border council as well. It needs to be recognised as well. Some level or other that more planners need to train up somewhere, universities, whatever. So just a couple of wee points, Chair.
Okay. Can we bring either Annette or Jonathan in on those?
Chair, in terms of the protocol, that is an excellent protocol, and the operating protocol has currently been reviewed, and we bring that back to the committee in due course to consider. I suppose the bottom line is, the legislation is one of the key factors that allows that continue. So the protocol will attempt to address it, but at the end of the day, the legislation allows it. In terms of staffing, obviously there is an initiative being developed with the department across a number of the councils to look at higher level apprenticeships as well to try to address some of the training issues to, for development of staff moving forward. Well, sure.
Okay, does that address your queries, Councillor McAteer?
Yeah, but there were just comments, yes.
Yeah,
happy to hear a lot of those. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's fair to say there's pressures right across competing as the Border Council, you know, across all sectors as well. Okay, so I need a seconder for the items. Councillor Harrell, and there's no other matters arising. Okay, well, that'll complete the SPNR for this evening. Safe home, everybody. Thank you.
Sure.